This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. You can find out more about us at kjradio.com. And let me tell you, if you are on some sort of a medication, series of medications, and you pay more than $50 a month in prescription costs, you might want to pay attention. RxHelpCenters.com. If you go to these guys, and let's say you pay $170 for your prescription drugs, they will get them for you for $50. You'll put $120. Yeah, that's right. $120. That was a joke, leftist. I know how to count. A month back into your pocket. Now, I don't know if you could use a additional $1,500, $1,200 or so a year, whatever it is. But it's actually $1,440 a year. But if you want to do that, that's the way you want to go about it. These guys are excellent. I can tell you this because I've done it, my friends have used it, and it works. $50 a month, I don't care if you got six medications, two medications, I don't care whether they cost you $70 or $1,070. They will get them for $50. It's not, they don't make any more money off you than the $50 it takes for them to get this thing going for you. And it is a real hassle to do it, and that's why they're able to do this. So, fixed income, folks. Maybe you got elderly parents or grandparents or something like this. Let them know about this. RxHelpCenters.com. Anyway, lots going on today, folks, in the news. We've talked about a lot of it. Embarrassing stuff that happened over the weekend. The stats in Chicago with shootings and this Facebook dude and, you know, shooting a brother, an older brother, doing nothing, minding his own business, and on the left's attack on Donald Trump and you, and but the softening of some of the stances of the left on Donald Trump. Some of these people coming out now going, ooh, you know what, maybe Donald Trump isn't as bad as we thought. That's starting to happen. You're being vindicated across the board. And waking up in the morning knowing, folks, that you are finally breathing fresher air. That the bird, you can hear the birds chirping. Now, I don't know about you. I woke up, I was like, what's that? What is that sound? It was birds going, Trump, 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 Trump. We love Trump. And I was like, look at the little birdies paying homage to Donald Trump. Good for you, little birdies. The same with you folks. Hey, speaking of birds, this story cracked me up. Talk about ingenuity. Dude breaks into a house and he does the unthinkable. He does the unthinkable. Let me just, as far as criminals go, to quote Denzel Washington in Training Day, my Negro, okay, but I cleaned it up for radio, but that's what Denzel Washington's character would say after a dude did something miraculous. In the movie, black dude breaks into your home. I want you to picture. Come with me on this journey. Black guy breaks into your home. You find him in there, and you know what he's doing? He's cooking chicken. What? Holy mother stereotypes. This dude is cooking chicken. What next? Brother baking some cornbread and throwing down on some collard greens? Brother was cooking chicken when this white lady got home. I mean, talk about living up to stereotypes. Or was he a sleepwalking short order cook? That's what, when I saw this story, I was like, okay, well, maybe he's so used to cooking that he just is sleepwalking. He's like, I must cook chicken. I must cook chicken. I mean, dude couldn't make, you know, like foie gras or something. No, chicken. He's frying up some chicken. Fox News reports this. Here's how it says. You could say he was cooking up trouble. Deputy said an alleged burglar made himself right at home inside Samantha O'Neill's kitchen. O'Neill said when she arrived home with her sister and a friend, she saw 34-year-old Ronald Wesley standing over her stove. I walked in to him standing here with this pot of oil where he was frying chicken, the strainer right here, this chicken in the freezer that he got cut open. Frying chicken, O'Neill explained. She said the alleged burglar had taken some chicken and sausage from her refrigerator and appeared to be drunk off of his sister's liquor. Melissa Stanley, O'Neill's sister, said he was in here drunk as a skunk just being Betty Crocker. How could you arrest his brother? Let him finish the meal. He might have served it up with, who knows? We messed up a top chef. Cut his career before it even began. Now Ronald's in jail. What you in jail for, man? Oh, dude, I'd rather not say. come on, man. Tell me, man. What you in jail? Oh, man. I was cooking some white lady some chicken. Oh, man. Well, what embarrassment is a black dude? Because they'll be like, they didn't like it. Yeah, man. It's them herbs and spices, you know. White people like plain chicken. I put too many herbs in it. I don't even know what to say. Is this even a crime? Seriously, is this even a crime? In the leftist control world where we live, this very well may not be a crime. Or if it is a crime, I suggest to you that the crime may very well be against the two white women who own that home. After all, they employed a black man, and I'm using my finger quotes, employed a black man to cook them chicken. Whether he knew he was supposed to cook chicken or not, that is not for him to say. He was cooking chicken when they came home, and he did not get paid. Where's the NAACP. Where's the NAACP when you need them? So the article goes on to say that O'Neill screamed she was stunned. And then they did whatever they could to get Wesley out of the house. She said, I was scared. My sister was scared, she explained. I just wanted him off the property, so I picked him up and I threw him out the gate. She picked him up? He's not a big dude, but really? The women then called for help. And Alachua County Sheriff's deputies found Wesley wandering nearby, and they arrested him. Thankfully, he survived this police encounter, because guess what? He could have been shot. So Wesley lives to cook another day for some unsuspecting white folks once he's released. Whew. I'm just glad nobody was charged. Because these white ladies could have been charged. Felonious chicken cooking. What else are we going to talk about? Donald Trump and Maxine Waters and this whole tax day deal. Maybe we'll get into that. And also there's a couple things that are going to surprise you that are racist. I should call this show the Surprise Racist Show or something like that. Because the stuff that the left will tell you is racist is getting wilder and wilder. Is that a good way to set this up? What do you think? It is, isn't it? These are the strangest stories we've seen in a long time. You got to admit this. Where'd you guys find that? Seriously. Gateway Pundit or something? Anyway, short break. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
You may still find yourself in a bad situation where you owe back taxes, maybe to the IRS or to the state. And the way you want to get around this is get a professional, because there is no way around it. My friends at Security Tax Associates are going to give you cost-effective, ethical representation. Doesn't matter what your problem is. Haven't paid my taxes in 5 years. I haven't done whatever. The IRS nor the state is going to let you off the hook. So these guys can help you to avoid seizures, levies, wage garnishments, etc. Security Tax Associates is here to make sure that when you take the steps to fix your tax problem, you fix them now and you fix them forevermore. 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or you can visit them at securitytaxassociates.com. Anyway, I wanted to get into some of the other things that we've been wanting to talk about. And speaking of taxes, let me ask you this. Who paid for the leftist tax day rallies? Yeah, right now, the left continues to try to troll Donald Trump. You got Maxine James Brown Waters, who has decided that the Trump tax issue is something that she still must pursue. Who was it? Sarah, what's her name? Silverstein or whatever. You know who I'm talking about, the comedian girl. She's like, Donald Trump needs to reveal his effing taxes. That's what she says. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a reminder to the left, Donald Trump was going to get spoofed, or what do they call it? What do they call it when they get like a scooped? He's going to get scooped on his taxes by Rachel Maddow. And it was a huge backfire. And you would think that the left would go, you know what, we learned our lesson. Let's not do that again. But what do they do? We still want to see Donald Trump's taxes. And it's funny because when you look at what's going on in the big scheme of things, the big picture, you've got these guys that tried all the other things against Donald Trump. He's a misogynist. He hates black people. He hates Muslims. He hates Mexicans. He hates women. Well, he doesn't hate women, but he abuses them, and on, right? And so then that didn't work. So then they said, well, he's a product of the Russians. And he the election is null and void because Donald Trump got help from Putin, their buddies, their best BFFs, etc. And so that didn't work. So then they said, well, he's an idiot. He's uncontrollable. He doesn't know what he's doing. You put him on the world stage and he's going to embarrass us. That didn't work. So what do they do? They're starting over. They cycle back. It's his taxes. He doesn't have taxes. Donald Trump is cleaner than the preacher's sheets. And I've said this before. They can keep chasing this stuff. Let them chase it. You've only got a certain amount of energy. Let them use their energy. But I think it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. So Trump's asking a question. Who paid for it? Tax rallies across the country. Leftists demanded Trump release his pet tax returns. They weren't well attended, by the way. But they achieved their principal purpose, which was what? Generate headlines. Donald Trump and the taxes. And what's funny to me when I think about that is the absolute abject butt-kicking that they took on taxes, and the Democrats are still there. That should tell you something, folks. These people will not give up. It didn't get any worse for them. Rachel Maddow vamped for an hour. Well, we've got Donald Trump taxes. We have that clip. Wait, didn't they make fun? Who was it? Colbert that made fun of her?
I hold in my hand something very significant. It is a joke. A joke that we have confirmed has been heard by Donald Trump. We believe this is the first time any joke connected with Donald Trump has been released. This is an old joke from before he was president. We've obtained this joke legally. The First Amendment gives us the right to tell this joke. This piece of paper I hold in my hand, the part facing me with the words that you can't see. This is the document with the joke. The joke in question. Why did the chicken... But first, a word on chickens. Chickens are flightless birds domesticated 3,000 years ago in Mesopotamia. They produce both meat and eggs, as well as companionship. They are eaten by people. People like Russian oligarch Dmitry Ribolovlev. Riboflavin... Rama Lama Ding Dong. Rubble Rubble Rutro. He's a Russian with confirmed ties to chickens. More on that later when I discuss it with this chicken expert. But back to the joke. Why did the chicken cross the road? Okay, what are roads? Why do we need them? Do tax dollars pay for roads? They do. What can be a road? Is it a highway? Is it a road? Is it a track? A via? A tollway? A thoroughfare or a public way traveled by foot, cart, car, truck, bus, bicycle, and of course, other. And where is this road crossing chicken going? Mar-a-Lago? Is it going to Russia to be Chicken Kiev? These are important questions I will be answering. But whether or not you're a Trump supporter, whether or not you've heard this joke before, it ought to give you pause that after all of this buildup, I still haven't gotten to the punchline. So without further ado, Why did the chicken cross the road? The answer right after this break.
Welcome back. I'm not a huge Colbert fan, but that was pretty funny. I like that they finally are going at each other. But, you know, they talked about these taxes. What more do you want? Look, if that's going to be your thing, here's what I would do if I were Trump. Let's just look at solutions. Let's look at solutions. If I were Trump, here's what I would do. I would release another set of taxes. I would titillate them with, oh, there's a breaking news or whatever. And I would get them going like, oh, we got some dirt on Donald Trump. And just get that negative, you know, that what they call it, misinformation out there. Let Maddow do it again.
We've got a report from Donald Trump's news, Donald Trump's taxes. We're going to release his taxes from 2019 or whatever.
And then when it came out, it would be Donald Trump. Because last time he donated, what was it, $38 million? Like $38 million? So in this time around, I would say Donald Trump now donates $57 million to the poor. He helped send 14 black kids to college. And, you know, it would just be a litany of things to make them go, oh, my gosh. And let me tell you, don't be surprised if that's what's going on right now, if that's what's brewing inside of the Trump camp. And the other thing about it is, and here's what I think they were really trying to do. They were trying to usurp the idea that the Tea Party is the only one who can have these rallies on tax day. That was the real issue behind this, if you ask me. See, the left has never had a rally around tax day. Why would they? Talk about just bad timing. These are the people that want to rake you over the coals on tax day. Frankly, they should be embarrassed to have something on tax day. But that's what it was for, is to marginalize the Tea Party.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, I got this story, and I was thinking to myself, man, there's no limit to how far the left will go. I mentioned at the beginning of the hour that there was a story around that some guy, Canadians were studying, are babies racist? And I thought, that's, how low do you go? It's so low, as I say all the time on this show, the Kevin Jackson Show, that if you want to understand liberalism, just wait. Just look at the main page on your Google feed. You'll see it in all its glory. This black Muslim woman that I'm going to give you this story about has a new type of privilege. And there's one worse than this we're going to get to later in the broadcast. But she's got a new privilege that's out there. Talk about strange ideas of leftists. I don't know where they come up with this stuff. And if you think leftism in and of itself is strange, wait till you get into the subcategories, the boxes. Black leftists are the strangest. Why don't we make it easy for these racists that are out there and just say white people who dare breathe are demonstrating white privilege? If you are breathing air right now, you are soaking, as a white person, you're soaking away oxygen from somebody, some minority. You're getting too much fair share of oxygen. If you go to the park and you throw a frisbee, I don't know if you know this, white folks, then you're a privileged white person. And for black people, if you've thrown a frisbee or football or baseball outdoors, then hello, Uncle Tom. I know it sounds weird, but this lady by the name of Emily Zack has decided to attack white privilege. And the self-proclaimed feminist makes a number of ridiculous claims in an article called Everyday Feminism. Or I should say a periodical. I guess that's what she writes. But her article is entitled, Outdoor Recreation Isn't Free. Why We Need to Stop Pretending It Is. I know, if you're already out there shaking your head, you're driving along going, Kevin, seriously? Yes. Everyday Feminism, you can find this article written by Emily Zack. Outdoor Recreation Isn't Free. Why We Need to Stop Pretending It Is. I want to repeat it because I wanted you to understand what you're dealing with. Yeah, she says, unlike going to the movies, eating at a restaurant, or other luxuries, spending time in nature seems free. but not everyone has equal access. Who knew? Holy mother of Martin Luther King, what are you trying to say, girl? Spending time in nature is not free. Not everyone has equal access.
Free at last, thank God Almighty, free at last.
No, not when it comes to nature. No, sir, somebody better call the NAACP, because nature ain't free. Here's what she writes. Like a lot of white people, I learned to ignore the whiteness of myself and other outdoor enthusiasts around me. I didn't hear backpackers saying overly overt racist things or see jerks physically blocking people of color from the trails. So I paid the homogeneity no mind. In other words, it was a lot of white folks. They weren't talking smack about black folks or any other minority. So no harm, no foul. It's easy to overlook inequality when it's systematic. It's even easier when we benefit. If only black people weren't forced to live, folks, in these urban indoctrination centers, they too could go out and commune with nature. They could become what I call free-range Negroes. See, free-range Negroes like myself, we experience the whole world, not just the black world. Black people get so mad when I use the word Negro, and they really get mad when I say I'm a free-range Negro. I'm free to move about the country. See, I grew up in the country communing with nature. I never thought of nature as being racist. Until I read this article, I was blind and did not know this. Zach claims that black people don't go camping because black people don't see other black people. Camping. You know what I mean? Do you do things because other white people do it, or do you do it because you like it? If you go to a concert, do you go because you like the band, or you go, no, there'll be a bunch of other white folks there. I feel good about myself if I go to that concert and there's a bunch of other white people. Because that would certainly explain, you know, why only a handful of whites, I'm talking about the bravest ones in the country, will go to a hip-hop concert. Man, black people do what other black people do. We don't camp because we don't see other black people camping or shopping at REI, shopping at Bass Pro. Somebody should tell Tiger Woods and then get him a basketball and a Glock. Who knew that black people need a role model for camping? Who could we get? Who's the closest black person that could commune with nature that we have? I don't know any. Every time I watch black movies, maybe Danny Glover. I know he played a crazy killer that traveled across the country by train. He was sort of a lumberjack-looking dude in that movie because, he was in The Color Purple where he was a farmer. I'm just trying to figure out if we can get a role model because I know I've camped and I didn't have anybody telling me, Sidney Poitier should be my role model for camping. Ambreen Tariq runs Brown People Camping, an Instagram account that promotes diversity in public lands. And she says she can feel like an outsider hiking and camping as a Muslim woman of color and an immigrant. That's what she wrote. Here's what she said also. We need to acknowledge outdoor recreation's lack of diversity and inclusion. Y'all better recognize. I'm putting this out there for you guys to respond to. By the way, 844-551-8255 if you want to comment on this. She goes on to say this. We forget that society's hierarchies of race, gender identity, sexual orientation, body size, and economic class don't magically disappear in the forest with your Lucky Charms. I added the Lucky Charms part just for flavor. There it is, folks. I don't know if you caught that. Racism, sexism, and all the other isms are everywhere, including nature. Told you. Oh, yeah, we can find it here. Maybe we should get a few black celebrities to run some public service announcements and PSAs and let black folks know that they can leave the urban jungle and then go commune with nature. Or perhaps those same celebrities could remind black people that their roots are in Africa. Many African-Africans actually live in nature all day long, every day. African-Americans don't know that, but African-Africans, they know this. You know what? Let's leave that to the media. They'll help black people out, right? Because the media paint a homogeneous picture of who enjoys the outdoors and nature. Don't they? Typically white, male, cisgender, slender, able-bodied, and assumed straight. Daniel Boone. Other mountain men perpetuate this image, right? The Marlboro men. As Tariq notes to Outside, it's hard to see yourself in the outdoor community if you don't physically see yourself and others like you in the advertisement. Yeah, you need that. She says, for example, society doesn't socialize women and femmes to be physically strong like it does with men. This reflects toxic binary expectations we have about gender that need to be changed. Somebody better tell the women of the UFC that they are being toxically challenged or whatever. And Emily Zack goes on to talk about the inequality of what it costs. It's too bad that black people apparently can't afford camping gear for the outdoors. Maybe President Trump will lift the ban for blacks in national parks. Because Zach seems to think we can't get there. She says the need for equipment creates an atmosphere of elitism. She says those who make outdoor activities cheap often have a support system behind them. She says this system reveals deeply entrenched classism. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. She even covered fatties. Fitness culture overall reeks of fat shaming, for one, she says, which is reflected in workout clothing offerings. For those who'd prefer cycling, only last year did anyone think to build a bike for someone who's heavier than 300 pounds. And to that I said, the reason bike manufacturers don't make bikes for people over 300 pounds is that's not the target market. You want to be on the bike before you get there. Crazy leftist.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So over the weekend, we talked about this the other day. North Korea tried to launch their missiles, and of course, it was an embarrassing fail. And, you know, we've become conditioned, but I think to some degree we have become conditioned to the idea that Kim Jong-un can't launch missiles. They always fail. In fact, well, this guy's trying to play Tommy Tough, but if he launches a missile, a nuclear missile, he's liable to blow his own country up. When I said this of Donald Trump over the weekend, it would have been a good idea for him to go ahead and drop bombs on North Korea just to get Kim Jong-un to send missiles up and then destroy his own country. Force Kim Jong-un to launch missiles at himself. then send a video over of Americans watching and laughing as a reality show. You know, like, ooh, everybody, let's watch the new missile launch. I mean, what could be more embarrassing than these constant missile launch failures? How many times does it need to happen before Kim Jong Il decides to give peace a chance? All we are saying. Oh, man. South Korea reported. The chiefs of staff, the joint chiefs of staff, said they tried to launch this from this port city of Simpo. And it blew up almost immediately, his missiles, Kim Jong-un's missiles. So it got me thinking, because North Koreans are not dumb. Look, are they the only, are they like the dumb Asians? You know, because we know Asians are pretty smart. And, you know, we've talked about that on the program. Asians are no smarter than any other group of people. We just get the best of them over here. There was a time, you know what? When Africans came to America, they were the sharpest of Africa. They were. If you saw an African, he was over here, and he was like, Mbuku Kambisi, I'm telling you, he was sharp. Because he won the lottery, came to America, was a student, and he had to be the best student in Africa. Same with Indians. We look at the Indians and we go, man, these Indians are, these kids are smart. Jeez. You know, you get an Indian in there. I told you guys, my engineering professor called me in one time. And he, well, I went to go see him. And he said, Kevin, why aren't you in the PhD program? He goes, we have far too many Asians in the PhD program. Why aren't you in it? I'm like, man, I just want to get out of school. You know, I don't want to be a professional student. But he wanted me to get my PhD because he goes, Kevin, we're not training enough people in science, Americans. But anyway, North Korea has good engineers. I promise you they do. These are not dummies. And so I started wondering, what's going on? Every time these guys launch a missile, it's become a joke. And think about this. How would you destabilize a country with never going in it? Think about that. How could you destabilize Kim Jong-un? You want to know how? You make him an embarrassment. You make it to where people go, we're going to launch another missile. Whatever. Because it's not going to go. It's not going to make it. And then it hit me. Because I watched that show. I told you guys about it. It's called Zero Days. And I think we're sabotaging their missiles. Donald Trump, while, you know, it was intense scrutiny of what was going to happen over the weekend.
Is North Korea going to launch a nuclear missile and test it and blah, 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 this, that, and the other.
And China, of course, lined their people up on the border. You guys know all the stuff we've talked about over the last few days. And
everybody, oh my goodness, who knows? Well, what are we going to do?
And so then they send, either Donald Trump doesn't like Pence a lot, or he didn't have anything to worry about, because he sends Pence over to South Korea for 10 days at the threat of nuclear launch. I mean, Pence should have been going, Mr. President, you sure I need to go right now? Could we wait maybe a little bit? No. Went over goodwill, went to the, what they call it, the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, the line where everybody, I mean, he gallivanted over there like he was on vacation. I said, I'm sure, why didn't Pence just show up in a Speedos with his, you know, his rainbow towel over his shoulder? Because for all intents and purposes, it was a vacation. He was thumbing his nose at Kim Jong-un. How about I send my vice president and give you a shot at him, Kim Jong? And, of course, Kim Jong launches a missile that promptly blows up. But if you watch Zero Day, you know what's happening here. We can now infect these different rogue regimes with software that destroys their stuff. I'm telling you, that's what's going on with North Korea. Cyber warfare is what they call it. Zero Hedge reported this. Here's what they wrote. They said, in light of the recent New York Times report that the U.S. has been able to sabotage and remotely control North Korean launches for years courtesy of cyber attacks, we previously wondered if the U.S. does not play at least a minor role in this attempted but failed launch. So other people are bringing it up. After I watched Zero Days, I was like, it made me step back and went, why is my toaster now? What's wrong with my microwave? because they can control it to that level. It's almost a state of paranoia. But if you watch the show, they tell you how they can do it. That's how they can spy on your computer. Who is it? Facebook's CEO or somebody, Google, one of them, they keep a little piece of tape over their camera on their computer because they don't want, you know, the government looking in on them. They know it can happen. I told you guys the story of a taxi driver who was going to get married to a U.S. Service person, a woman. And he says, Kevin, we were going through some rough times and we were separated, you know, because she wasn't, you know, like, I guess in theater. And he goes, but she knew every move I made. She knew every conversation I had. And she worked for, I don't know if it was CENTCOM, but she worked for one of the agencies where she could get, I think it was maybe DIS, Defense Information Systems. But she could get to his phone and everything. He says, people that I talked to one time in a taxi and had a conversation with where I said, yeah, we're having some problems with my marriage or whatever. She's like, why are you telling a stranger about our marriage? And she's like, what? You know, that guy that was, you know, guy that you were talking to. And he was like, how do you know? And he's telling me this. And I was going, I'm thinking, OK, I'll just ride the cab. He'll get you to your place soon. You know, you'll be out. And I wasn't worried about him, but he seemed like one of these guys you're going, God, just get me out of your cab, man. You know, you're crazy. I look back on that conversation and go, that dude was 100% right. 100% right. We can do this, y'all. And if I were going to essentially disrupt Kim Jong-un, I would show his people that he's impotent. He talks about nuclear weapons and all this capability, and he can't launch a missile. That undermines him worse than anything. That gets his generals and everybody going, this guy is a basket case. And we're not going to let, you know, he's not going to be able to do anything to us. So I'll put it a different way. Donald Trump shot off missiles to where? Syria and Afghanistan. How'd they do? Not too bad. Somebody said, the 59 missiles that they shot 60 is what I was told. One of them didn't make it. But 59, they said, all missed their targets. Is that true? I don't know. Somebody will probably call and tell me. I know they said the runway was it was operational the next day. Okay. Is that true? I don't know. But I think they got close. I can tell you what did get close. That bunker-busting Moab got close in Afghanistan. They said it killed 36 people, 36 bad guys, ISIS fighters. But if I wanted to destabilize Kim Jong-un, I'd make him look impotent. And I think that's what we're doing here. So here's my point. Did somebody make our cruise missiles miss 59? I don't know, because I don't know if they missed or not. I don't know what to believe. I'll put it to you this way. Mission accomplished in terms of what Donald Trump wanted to say in Syria. Will anybody deny that? Nope. Okay, good. So we got that out of the way. The missile that he launched for ISIS, it hit its target. There is no doubt about that. So North Korea is not messing with our launches, but they can't seem to launch anything. Large numbers of military rockets from North Korea either explode or they veer off course or they disintegrate in midair and plunge into the sea. Leads me to believe that we are doing something to North Korea. And for the record, great. Congratulations to us. Tell North Korea, tell Iran, you can have all the nuclear material you want. If you can't get a missile out of your... you know, out of the missile tube and in the air and out of your airspace, what good is it? Spend all that money. Lord knows we've spent enough. You spend all your money fighting all this stuff as opposed to feeding the world and getting your people better educations. Give peace a chance.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.